News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the European Court of Human Rights has backed rules in the Czech Republic banning unvaccinated children from schools. Could a similar requirement be introduced here? We're joined by Dr. Conor Casey, lecturer in constitutional law at the University of Liverpool, and Liam Herrick, executive director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Conor Casey, could it happen here?
Good morning, Shane. Thanks very much for having me. So the first thing to say in a very lawyerly way is this is an immensely tricky constitutional issue. I think people should and will tread very carefully. I think definitive claims about whether this would be legal or not would be misplaced. It will really depend on the particular proposal. So there will be a difference, for example, between whether you just make it mandatory for all children or whether you make something like access to preschool or primary education conditional on the vaccine. The nature of the proposal will that'll be the first question to ask. So a lot of this will depend on context.
Okay, Liam Herrick, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, as Conor said, you know, it's important to understand that this was a case that was taken by a number of families in the Czech Republic against a specific law there. And the law in the Czech Republic made it mandatory for children to take vaccines, which include the MMR, polio, hepatitis, and a number of other common vaccines. And if you didn't vaccinate your child, you could be fined and the child could be excluded from creche, but not actually from primary school itself. So it was very much on the facts of it. And what the court ultimately found was that, broadly speaking, it said this was within the margin of appreciation of the Czech government. What that means is the family were alleging the Czech government was violating its right to privacy and family life by forcing them to do this. And they said that given all of the considerations and the public health benefits the Czech Republic was trying to achieve, that this was within their margin of appreciation. So it's saying the Czech government was allowed to do what it did, but you know how another government might be treated in terms of it would really depend, as Conor says, on the detail of what's specific.
Is there an argument, Liam, to cut to the chase here? Is there an argument? I know people have a constitutional right to an education, but what about the common good? Is there an argument that says here, no vaccine, no going into school?
Well, we have a strong constitutional right to bodily integrity here and the right to refuse medical treatment. And the decision that's been taken in Ireland traditionally, and it's still the position now, is that actually having vaccines on a voluntary basis but encouraging compliance leads to better results. There's a lot of countries that have had mandatory vaccine programs that have lower levels of take-up than we have here because the public have confidence in the vaccine program. So that's the decision that's been made here. And if you look at the take-up rates in Ireland for things like MMR, they're very high. Now, that, of course, could change. But if you're talking about vaccine scepticism and reluctance, there's a feeling in our public health system that making it mandatory could actually undermine the message and could play to the vaccine sceptics.
Okay, Conor Casey, what do you think? I mean, there will be people listening this morning who'll say, I'm getting my kids vaccinated. I'm getting vaccinated. I'm getting my kids vaccinated. I don't want my kids in school with other people who aren't willing to get the vaccination.
Yeah, so I think that that a lot of this will turn on how a court would sort of conceptualize this decision. So you could look at it in two ways. One is that requiring a vaccine before you go to primary school intrudes on the sort of domain of personal home life decisions that the Constitution really gives to the family and not the state. But you could equally conceptualize it as, you know, this is not about you and your family. This concerns everyone. Whether you send your child uninoculated with a very contagious disease into a school where it could affect other people, that doesn't concern your family's good only. It concerns the common good, and the state is charged with protecting the common good of each and every person.
How about that, Liam Herrick? I mean, like, do you have a right to infect somebody else?
No, but I mean, I think a lot of it would depend on the detail of it. You know, obviously, the protection of public health is a much bigger complex question than just a vaccine program. And you need to look at the facts. I mean, in the Czech case, they were looking at whether there was a pressing social need in the Czech situation at that time. And they looked at factors such as rising levels of some of these diseases like hepatitis and so on. So there was a very specific balancing decision being taken by that government in that particular moment. In a hypothetical in Ireland, if we reached the situation that there was a problem with a particular disease and the solution to that problem was suggested that it would be to encourage a higher level of take-up because take-up is dropping off, then the government would need to weigh up those factors, you know. But, I mean, it's not been suggested in Ireland that that's our situation now.
Okay.
And certainly COVID is a completely different situation because we don't have the supply of the vaccine, so that question doesn't arise at all in at the present situation.
Well, but it could do by September. Connor, could you make an argument in September? Could a government minister make an argument that says, sorry, but no school without getting the COVID vaccine? There is a in the common interest, in the common good.
Yeah, so just, I think Liam's right. A lot of this is context specific. So you need to, a lot of it would turn on, is there evidence of necessity for it? Is voluntary uptick not working? Would there be less intrusive measures you could do, like having regular negative COVID tests? A lot of it's context specific, but at a high level of generality, yeah, you could make the argument. I mean, there's no definitive stance one way or another. You could make the argument that this concerns an issue of the common good and the state is entitled to make access additional.
I suspect, gentlemen, it's not the last we hear about this. Dr. Conor Casey, lecturer in constitutional law, and Liam Herrick, executive director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know your views on it. Do you think it should be mandatory, or is that going too far?